You're riding awful late in the night. In a hurry to get somewhere. We don't usually allow anyone in so late. But I'm bored, so I'll make an exception. Don't expect anything fresh. The bread is stale and the stew is reheated. I'm not making you anything new. If you wanted fresh, then you should have got here hours ago. Very well. Come in. Sit, wherever you'd like. Fire is still warm enough. I'll grab you something to drink. You'll get water. Of course I have wine and ale, but do you have the money for wine and ale? I didn't think so. Here. Food is stale, but it's edible, and if it's edible, it's sellable. Since you don't have any money, and I'm feeding you anyway, you'll have to pay me another way. Don't give me that look, it's not what you're thinking. Trust me. Like I said, I'm bored, so you'll be paying me with your company. Although, do try to keep it down. My paying patrons are sleeping upstairs. Well, most of them are sleeping, I think. It is a cold night, which makes me wonder what you're doing out here so late. Oh, you're traveling. I never would have guessed. You're going somewhere, and you're going in quite the hurry. I'm curious. Going north. Darling, this is north. The only thing further north than this, of any note, is Castle Black. And you're riding pretty hard to get there. Makes me wonder what you did. No, don't tell me. That takes the fun out of everything. Don't look at me like that. You think you're the first one to come through here. Get one like you every few months. That's not a very nice thing to say. I asked you to keep me company. I never said it would be pleasant company. If you want some of that, you better take a stop in Mole's Town and mine for buried treasure before you hit the wall. If you don't like it, traveler, you can go right on back out there and ride through the night. You could probably be there by breakfast day after tomorrow. But you don't want to do that, do you? Because you don't really want to go to the wall. Of course you don't want to go. No one wants to go to the wall. There's barely anyone there as it is. And everyone that isn't there by choice. Thieves, rapers, murderers, deserters, the worst lot. Though there are a few poor boys who just have nowhere else to go. Not wanted by anyone else. or run off by their families. Those boys don't tend to last very long. Or so I hear. You're not eating. What's wrong? Lost your appetite? You're shivering. Not made for winter, are you? How far south do you hail from? My, that is quite the ride. How long have you been on the road? Guess it's a good thing you stole the horse. Of course you stole the horse. Why not? You were on the run and going to repent for your crimes anyway. Whatever they may be. Why not commit a few more? My first guess, deserter. Country's been torn apart ever since Stark got piked up in King's Landing. Poor bastard like you from the Riverlands. Well, you've got Robb's army on your ass and the Lannisters down your throat. Heard they've been hard on the Riverlands. Right smack dab between them. You poor lot are getting fucked on both ends. It doesn't really make a difference to me which banner you were under. Can't be blamed for the poor unfortunate circumstances of the region of your birth. But other people might not feel the same way. And we're not the only ones here. Just friendly advice in case you start to feel too comfortable. I tend to have that effect on people. Must be why my rooms stay full. Lucky me. Aye, just me and a few hired kids that didn't really have anything better to do. Lots of orphans around these days. Been working here since I was one myself. I don't own it, I'm just in charge while the boss is away. Fighting in the war like every other man in this country. Well, almost every man. No, I am unwed. Prefer it that way, really. Don't need the hassle. Boss is more of a father to me, really. He's been gone a long time. Haven't gotten any letters in a while. I don't think he's coming back. I appreciate your optimism, but I don't need it. Or your sympathy. I suppose that's true, though I don't like you pointing it out so abruptly. I don't remember the last time I slept. I'm in charge of the affairs while he's gone, but it's not as easy as I imagined. With everyone off fighting the war, well, there's a lot that needs to be done, and not enough hands to do it. Marriage might be the only option. If only to get me some help around here. If only I had done it sooner. Might have sons old enough to work by now. But of course, if they'd be old enough to work, they'd be old enough to fight. So it would leave me no further than I am now. Just tired musings. The price you paid for stale bread. What's that? Are you offering to work my inn, till my lands, thatch my roof? Would you even know where to begin? Can you hunt? Can you split enough wood to last the winter? Can you keep records and take ledgers? Can you even read? Can you cook? Can you grow food even as the snow falls? Tell me, what can you do? I admire that in a man. In anyone, really. Willing to admit what you don't know and eagerness to make up for it. A charming quality. Honorable, even. And that's good. The wall will be lucky to have you. The Night's Watch needs honorable men more than I do. I wouldn't presume to be so greedy. Oh, I don't doubt that you would, in fact, be a great help to me. Of course, it makes things easier to have an extra set of hands. And of course, that's what you want. Why wouldn't you? You'd love for me to offer you the spare room, or else a cot in the barn, working for your keep. A simple life, but an honest one. But you threw that away, didn't you? For what reason, it hardly matters. The fact is, you don't have that option. At least, you don't have the option to take it for yourself. No. I'm the only hope you had of it. You desperately want me to ask you to stay. And for a moment, you believed that I would. And you would spend your days working my inn, tilling my lands and thatching my roof. You'd feel good about it. You would learn other trades, useful trades. Days will go by and nights will get long and cold. And you'll sit by the fire full of the wood you'd shunned, your hands calloused and your back aching, your body sore and satisfied. Your belly full of fresh stew that I made for you, and the wine warming your bones that I poured into your cup. You drank it slow. And when you're done, you come into my bed, and you drink me slow, until your body is even more sore and satisfied. You can taste it, you can feel it. For a moment, you saw that. And why not? Isn't that how it's supposed to go? How it should go? Isn't that how it always is? In the stories, at least. Your favorite ones. Don't feel bad. You're not the only one. Like I said, I get a few of your type pass through here now and then. They're all always desperate for the same thing. A happy ending to their shit life. One that makes it all worthwhile. But I never ask them to stay. I won't be asking you to stay either. In fact, I want you gone before the sun rises. Safe travels, Rivers. I don't expect we'll see each other again.